What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great at the podcast that knows there's only four more weeks till I'm presented with the crowning achievement of the year. A sixer, Lucasade. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, hello, bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal. Now, can we just confirm the
terms
of the bet? Yeah. So, well, if you're gonna, I'm not gonna be.
I'm not gonna be
outed by you. So, because you mentioned it in a voice message, and I meant to get back to you, but like, because I couldn't remember the terms. But
you have to finish 3 points ahead of me.
So we can't just finish ahead of you. We have to finish 3 points ahead of you.
Yeah,
Liverpool has to finish 3 points ahead of Man United. If we do, then Terry gives me a 4-pack of this delicious pipeline punch.
Yeah,
and United just have to finish ahead of Liverpool. And
finish less than 3 points behind you.
I'm sorry.
That was the deal.
So not even in front?
No. When we did the terms...
I can't remember.
Yeah, but it was like, well, United are never going to come ahead of Liverpool. And now look at us.
Yeah, look at you.
Yep.
I mean... it's possible if we beat your ass at Old Trafford next weekend...
Yeah.
By a healthy margin.
We'd be goal ahead on goal difference. Goal difference is... right. You're ahead, I think, after the weekend.
So...
or it was level, like...
yeah, so, you know... I'd love... I would love it. I mean, I know, obviously, as a United fan, you would love to finish third. But I would love...
probably on the balance of the season, deserve to finish third.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, if we end up finishing third...
you don't really deserve it, like...
how hilarious that, like, one of the worst teams in the league... I mean, I actually can't fathom how we're only 3 points. It's merely down to Villa, Chelsea, you know, United's first half of the season. Like, if it wasn't for that, like, Jesus, I would
United have won 9 out of 13, which is a pretty...
it's pretty impressive.
That's like title-winning form, or title-challenging form.
Yeah, the big question is, did you say four or form?
Form.
Okay, I thought you said four there. Just in case, I didn't want to pick you up on that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
But Carrick in?
Not sure.
You have a little thing here. It's not even a snot, it's a bit of fluff. You'll see it on the camera.
Dry skin, probably. Because I've had a cold. I've been blowing my nose all week.
God, I shouldn't be this close to you then. Yeah. But would you keep him?
I guess.
This is the problem. The cycle continues, Terry.
I would keep him if you're not going to give me somebody like...
If you're going to give you the juice.
And I want Nagelsmann because he's, you know, unproven.
Yeah.
Like I want Enrique, but I'm not going to get him because he's extending with PSG, apparently.
Yeah.
I want...
he's good, though, isn't he?
He is good. Like, he's got...
if Alonso was available, would you take Alonso over Carrick? Do you think Carrick is just the English Alonso?
I mean, they're both very similar players.
Did you break wind?
No.
What's that smell in here?
You!
It's not me!
Yeah, it is. Fucking right it is. this is very contentious already. We haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks.
I'm just mad I haven't seen you.
I don't know. I think I need somebody big. Big name. Like
Big Ange. If Big Ange is saying...
fucking God.
Wouldn't you just like it? Just for the...
I can't even enjoy Spurs possibly being relegated now.
Why?
Because this fucking fat idiot will be like, I told you, mate, you should have stuck with me. Even though you got another job and you lost 5 games in a row and got promptly sacked.
True.
Everybody forgets that he actually managed Nottingham Forest this year.
That was a match made in hell.
Yeah.
You could just see it
coming. Two crooks. Yeah. Two, they're all crooks.
What I like is that every time you hear Ange talking, you'd be like, you know, it's like even on like the overlap, anytime anyone would say anything to you, it'd be like, look, Terry. Like, there's something about the look first name that I'm like, why don't you fuck off? How about
finally,
that?
You've turned on him.
I actually quite like him, but that whole thing of like, look, Terry, it's, yeah.
He's a spoofer.
I hate to have to answer this question again, but you just don't understand like I understand, mate. Yeah. You know, it's all that sort of...
Always win a trophy. Like, any...
That was, fuck it. I mean, as the kids say, that was pretty cold from the double down on that line, though, huh?
Pretty cold.
And risky move.
Risky move. And the worst thing is, we let him away with it. Like, the,
yeah. he's you not, were the only ones who could have stopped it.
He's not to back it up as well. It was the worst, like, cup final performance ever. And they, if we had a keeper that wasn't a bloody idiot, like... They wouldn't have gotten anything.
You might as well have the bloody Statue of Liberty in goal.
I look back at that goal again, and I'm like,
man, he single-handedly cost you in Europe.
What are you thinking? Yes, we were finally back in the promised land, and roll it back. And me being the fucking idiot that I am, I'm always like, oh, Mr. Positive, you know, he's, you know what, he's actually pretty good.
You were really sticking with him for a long time.
I try. You know? I always try.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you say you're... Now, obviously, look, football is not as good these days. But would you say... Because I felt for a while that you were almost on the verge of just stopping to watch football.
I never stop it.
But I know you wouldn't. But I felt like if you ever... If there's ever a time that I've known you... You were... I felt you were getting closer to that than being like gung-ho...
I think...
decade of it? Finally got to you, huh?
No, because I was back under Ten Hag. Yeah. I was like, this guy is my guy. Let's fucking go. Like, FA Cup final, League Cup final, like, title... I don't want to say charge, but we were up there for up until, like, March.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you know? Yeah. Won the League Cup season, kind of, and we got to the... Semis, quarters of like the Europa season, kind of the squad was so thin. Once Eriksen got injured and Casemiro got like a 5-game ban for what seems to be the norm nowadays, like 2 years later.
What was it for?
It's the Crystal Palace game where there was like a bit of a melee and he like put his hands on like Will Hughes' neck and they're like, "Who's choking him? Lock him up."
How is that? How is that? And Gabriel on...
I know.
You know what I mean?
And fucking Gary, I tell you what, he's trying. He's trying me to be like... He's like, well, he has to go. The hair pull. It's a stupid red card or whatever like that. Like, and then the Gabriel one's like, stupid headbutt. I hope he doesn't get sent off. Be bad, wouldn't it? Be bad if he got sent off.
It'd be bad if he did that, which he did.
It's great for the game.
Oh, it'd be far better for the game if justice was served.
Yeah.
And it really just depends on like what ref. And you know what? Like, because I've seen refs do this, where like a good way to defuse potentially risky situation is to get the card out early and to have it down by your side, so you know that it's just going to be a yellow or whatever like that. And I've seen him employ that tactic. And you know what? The worst part was, I'm not even a fan of either of them. That. One, okay, he shoves Haaland in the head. Haaland's not the sort that'll be rolling around. If he did, Haaland wouldn't have got booked.
Yeah.
And Gabriel would have been sent off with a 3-match ban. As it stands, Haaland didn't cheat and just didn't even look at the ref being like, hey!
Yeah.
He just literally was like...
Just being a man.
He was just being a... He was guilty of nothing else but being a man.
Being a Barclaysman.
And he gets a yellow for just being involved. I'm like, oh, that... I mean, I wasn't even... You know, I don't have a skin in the race.
But I have skin.
Fucking delighted.
I have skin in the race.
Well, I hate Arsenal,
You know, it's not even Arsenal. It's Arteta.
It's Arteta. It's Gabriel. It's Declan Rice. It's not done. Uh-huh. It's not done, Terry.
I wouldn't mind having Gabriel on my team. I would say that. Like,
I can't
stand
him, that worm.
Yeah, but if he was playing for you, it's like Van Dijk.
Yeah,
you
fine,
know,
fine.
Like absolute wanker.
I mean,
he's your wanker.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And you know what?
He's not a diver like
he's
Gabriel.
He's fucking shite,
you know
though,
I mean?
Van Dijk. That's
he's
the
not.
Thing.
Ah,
he is.
No,
like,
he's not.
He's actually really bad.
No, he's
now.
Not.
He is.
Yeah, if you're judging him by his impossibly high standards, perhaps
he's toast. Like,
he certainly has.
I tell you who puts him to shame.
Ew.
Big Harry.
Get the fuck.
I would, and you know me on Harry Maguire, I'm not his biggest fan, but I tell you now, like, I would have him ahead in pecking order in Premier League centre halves. Might be a hot take if you were doing a chart.
Is this one of your crazy hot takes?
No, this is not a molten take. This is just a regular
it's
take.
It's a lukewarm take.
Yeah,
I would still have...
It's a limp sip.
I would have. I don't see him making noticeable, continuous mistakes. Sure, they've crept in. He's 34 or something. How old is Harry Maguire?
he's like 32, 33. Like, he's up there. Yeah. You know?
I just think... Well, look. Here, I've got something. It's not for you.
Okay. It's not for me?
No. But I got sent a free football kit, and I wanted to see if you could tell what the hell this is.
Okay.
From Classic Football Shirts.
Do you know, is this a club or is it a...
It's a club.
All right.
What's that?
Well, let me have a look at it.
Don't look at the back.
C-T.
Here's a little tip for you, Slick.
Oh, okay. So La Liga.
Uh-huh.
C-T-D. Catalonia. Well, Espanol?
What weren't? C-D Tenerife.
That's a nice jersey.
It's nice, right? From the 96-97 season. Currently in the third division of the...
I remember, playing as them in Championship Manager.
Really?
Back in the day.
So they're one of your boys.
No, it was just because I'd been to Tenerife, you know. And I was like, I want to play as Tenerife, you know. And
well, it took me a hot minute to figure out what that was, to be honest.
Lovely. It's a nice jersey.
Yeah, it's very nice.
What size is it?
It's a large.
Well, look, if you try it on, it doesn't fit.
I've tried it on. It's a bit snug, but it's fine.
All right. Well, let me try it on.
It'll give me a goal on my weight loss journey.
I tell you.
When I started.
You should come and join my gym.
I'm not ignoring you on purpose. Yeah. I'm not going to do that, though, Terry.
Why not?
Because I can't talk at that hour.
What do you mean? Nobody talks. You come in, you do it.
No, I need that to be my alone time. I have very limited alone time, and I need the gym to cater to my alone needs.
The thing is, Andy,
I don't need a class.
You can sign up and like cancel. Like, there's no membership joining fee or anything like that.
How much is it?
90 a month.
I'm sorry, but
you're 40 or 50. Like, I was paying 50.
Life is like 38. Or something like that.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's 45, I think.
They're creeping up again?
Yeah.
Still, it's half the price.
And yeah,
it's
but you get...
incredibly more convenient for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or...
I can't join
a community, Andy.
No, I don't want to.
There
I don't want
people
to.
People that, like... from Arklow that work there.
I like the fact that it seems to be a good little community and you've gone, you had your night out and all the people
like
there.
150 people there. It was great.
I would hate that. But, you I mean, it's great for people who are nice and social and stuff. But no, I couldn't. I couldn't, if I, you know,
but, like, you
I
get,
see you,
you
I see Faye,
calves,
I'd be like just
you know?
Feel
calves,
the need.
Man.
You don't need to.
I know,
you can skip
you,
the calf class.
You.
What do you mean, me? Yeah. My calves are just fine.
Are they?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, they're not like mega calves like yours, but they're fine.
Okay.
You know. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to FlyFit. I'm so close, Terry. I'm like,
how close?
I'm about 92% of the way into deciding to go back in there. And you know what I'm going to do? For the first 2 weeks, I'm just gonna go on the treadmill. I love the treadmill.
Yeah, but that, like, you could, yeah.
I know I need resistance training, yes, and I will do that.
Strength and conditioning.
I eat my vegetables, yes. I like my deadlifts. I like my squats. I like my presses and all that.
What can you squat? What's your squat?
I normally the bar. Sorry, folks. The bar is like 20 kilos.
It is 20.
I tend to put like a 20 and a 20 on. But I'm not really looking.
60.
Yeah, I'm not really looking to max out or anything. Mm-hmm. But you know, and I'll do 3 sets of 15.
That's a lot. Three sets of 15.
Yeah.
Of squats.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
you're probably doing like 10.
Well,
as your max.
Well, you know,
we do like 4 sets of 8.
Oh. I don't know. I'm just in there doing my thing.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Do you know what? It's because I haven't changed my routine since my early 30s.
Well, this is the thing that I was going to FlyFit and do nothing. And then it was like, go over there and do this. You're like, this?
No, this.
And they're like, oh, okay, this. Wow, this is much better. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
It would be good to have someone be like, no.
It's not even that. They're not like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, maybe just try it. Like a Russian deadlift.
Yeah.
Still, my brain does not compute properly.
It's the Russian one.
You gotta like do a hinge over and like roll it down your legs. Anyway, this is incredibly uninteresting.
I know, sorry everyone, but we haven't seen each other in weeks.
You have something here about the Presbyterian Church.
I got beef with God.
Take a number.
Certainly one of his representatives. So
Father Louis O'Farrell.
So I'm on a bit of a campaign at the minute. So basically, Myla's school, who caters for not only her, currently being assessed for autism, and about two or three other kids in there, also with additional needs. And the teacher was all like in tears about like last week that even though they signed a new lease agreement last year for 5 years, that they've been told in June they have to go.
Why?
They've been there for 25 years and they have to go. No reason given, no dialogue, nothing from the... The church, from the church or whatever, you know.
In the church.
It's like a room at the back of the church, but like you kind of drive down and you pull in, it's like behind the church is a car park, but it's within the church grounds. And so I sent a big long stinker of an email and I CC'd every local politician, RTE, Simon Harris, like just everyone, yeah. Right? And I basically had a big long thing about, you know, how they shouldn't do it and all this sort of stuff. Quite nice, you know, but like firm. And then, quite firm actually. And then they replied and said that the license...
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you? It's like the license was up in January, so the lease is up in June. And so I said to Kerry, I was like, okay, say it to your one, Susan, just to make sure that she's not hoodwinking us.
Yeah.
And she said, it was an oversight that it lapsed in Jan, but it's happened many times and it's a quick phone call fix. Like they're using it as a way to get them out. And like I remember because Joni went to Friday Club on Friday nights that was run by her husband, also in the church, and that was scrapped a few months ago. So she thinks that they're trying to kind of get them out. So I sent another follow up email, just being like, it's for the church to not say anything.
Church, like.
I know, to not say it to the parents or acknowledge the kids who are going to have to try and find somewhere, particularly with autistic kids when the routine is incredibly essential and it took months to get to do all that. But I've heard from two politicians have called me up, both from Sinn Féin.
Brilliant.
Which I'm fucking like, yes! Like one has an autistic son, another one is kind of championing for like disability kids and stuff like that. So they're kind of, like if nothing else, they're just going to make it not easy for them, or help me make it not easy for them. So, yeah, it was a very just like, it's weird to be getting calls about it and stuff. It's my first sort of
community
campaign, that sort of stuff. But it was a very, like the church, it was just a very, they said that lease, that lapsed. And so our solicitors are in contact, so we'll be making no further comment on it.
Hmm.
And I was just like, okay, but like, what about the fucking children? So it's more of a moral issue, as I said to them, rather than a legal issue, which isn't my side. But I was really kind of saying it's kind of beneath the values of the church to be, or if it is the case that you don't really want to let the parents know, just say that and we'll know where we stand. But it was quite,
you're going to do an old social media campaign?
Maybe.
You sure?
If we're after. Dirty.
I could see RTE interviewing you.
Yeah. It's a disgrace.
Fucking hell.
And while they have served the town well, I guess, for the last however many years, this is really below the belt. So I'll do all that sort of shit.
Maybe talk to Tony before you go on.
Why? What do you mean?
He'll give you some press training. Because that was very unimpressive, is what I'll say to you.
Well, I mean, I'd have... Okay, you be the RTE News.
Okay.
And I will... practice.
Hello there, Andy, thanks for joining us here on 6-1.
You too. Oh shit. Okay, sorry, go right. Again, oh, we're live.
Okay, it's okay. So you wanted to talk to us about closing a church, was it?
Yeah, basically it's my kid is going there and
church to be closed.
I want all churches to be can we go we're still live.
Andy Cantwell there, strong words.
Andy he Cantwell, the comedy
Catholic Church G-mail. Wants them to be closed all across the land. And now our foreign correspondent Katrina Perry has
I've botched it. So
speaking of botching it,
Russell Brand.
Yeah. I was so delighted you put this on it.
Oh, Terry, I Come can't on, take like, it. First of all, I mean, I could rant so...
Lock him up. Like, first of all, didn't he admit to, like...
And it was so, like, blasé. It was like...
He's like 16?
Yeah. He's like... He's like, and the age of consent was 16. So, yes, when I was 30, I did have sex with a 16-year-old. But blah, blah, blah. And he kind of just breezed on. It's like,
But if I do this and I wave my arms around and, you know...
And touch him like this a million times, like, piss.
Just gesticulate. You won't even remember what I said.
Do you know, I like...
It was like something out of I Think You Should Leave. Where it's just like, you're going to bend the rules of comedy until it breaks or stretch. It's like pulling on a Stretch Armstrong.
It's like funny, you're not like, funny.
When is it going to snap? And he's just like... So for those who didn't see it, he was on with Piers Morgan. He had a Bible and he was trying to find the passage that he read out
in court, or that he was reading in court.
And it was excruciating.
Genuinely. And I seen it for the first time without any comment. I just seen it and I was like, oh, this is fucking gold. Mm. The way he just keeps going. And every 20 seconds, you're like, Isaiah.
Yeah. Whatever, like, Isaiah.
Hang on.
It's just the rustling of the pages.
And then at one point, I was thinking in my head, I was like, please just give one look to the camera, Piers. You know? And then about 20 seconds to go, it's just like... So fucking good. And then I seen Russell Brand yesterday, been like, Piers, I found the thing. I was like, it was like everyone was quoting like The Office. Do you remember when like he comes back? He's like, remember we were talking about Dostoevsky? Like he's clearly gone to Google it. But this whole, like, do you know what I noticed about it? On top of the quite obviously ridiculous performative, I'm religious now after I've been accused of rape, which, you know. Yeah, it's the most transparent.
When did we talk about this? Was it like 2 years ago we talked about this? Russell Brand, remember it was like...
Yeah, the documentary or something that came out.
But then there was like, he was like hawking like 5G blockers.
Yeah.
From above.
Yeah.
Like all this, it's like, oh, it's just a grift. It's just another grift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and do you know what's funny? Like I see, obviously, Conor McGregor is doing that now and he's all... But
God, another one.
But his is the most like, I know...
Praise Lord.
Like, I know that God. You don't believe this. Because he still chats his usual, like, antagonistic shite, but just throws in a, like, glory to God.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he doesn't even... He's not even living that
we
way
get
at
him
all.
In the cage, or he will knock his block off and piss on his ma.
Glory to God. God willing, of course. But the thing... Do you know what I noticed about Russell Brand and Piers Morgan was, like, previously, before... Because even... Like, he got mad when Piers said, like, you were... an atheist, and then you were a Buddhist, and now you're a Christian, and he's like, "Oh, what do you know?" Like, do you know what?
How dare you bring up things that I've done in the past?
You're a very argumentative man, and it's like, "I'm not really." He's like, "He's even arguing about that," and like the amount of times where he's doing all this, and I'm like, first of all, get your fucking hands off him." Even though, like, I don't particularly like Piers Morgan, but at times I think he's the perfect man for the job. You know what I mean? But when I seen Russell Brand and all of his and all this, I was like, I used to like. That part always kind of annoyed me, but I used to think like, oh, he's got a bit of light to him, or he's got a bit of, you know,
joie de vivre.
But when, very nice. But when I seen him on Piers Morgan, I was like, oh, there's just a bit of darkness there now. Like, I don't see, and I see the whole thing and I see right through it now. It's like, and for someone who's apparently found God, I'm like, he seems, there's no light to him now.
Does not
there's
seem just a, at peace at
no,
all.
No, he doesn't seem happy at all. He doesn't, you know, like, I get it, like, he's on trial and all this.
I think we were the right age to, for lack of a better term, like, be taken in by his act, you know?
Yeah.
Like, forgetting Sarah Marshall, like, all that time. Yeah. Like, oh, like, that kind of college comedy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was like 18 to 32 style comedy. You're that age range, and dick jokes and cum jokes and that kind of stuff is funny. And
I used to listen to his podcast when he had it on Radio 2, and like
him and Jonathan Ross,
and all that. And like, I liked his, he had a show, Ponderland, Russell Brand's Ponderland. I thought that was quite funny. Like, I liked, and Kerry had his Bookie Wook and all this stuff. And then even when he morphed into like internet, like the news, like, and this is, and but then I'm like, every time I'd a thing would pass by on a thumbnail, and it's the most clickbaity, like, they're doing what now? Yeah. And like, I was like, oh, he's going in that road. Okay, well, you know, I guess that's how you get clicks, I guess. But and then when you're seen after everything, he's all of a sudden now a Christian. But, and he even didn't like the fact that Piers asked him what denomination, and that he didn't want to say what denomination. Like,
it's pure out. It's like Trump, the Trump playbook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like the obvious fact that, like, he's like, when Piers bringing up, like, oh, how dare you bring that up? Like, did you see the Trump interview?
No.
After the shooting, the correspondent, quote unquote shooting.
He's done it again.
It's like, ratings are low.
What's he deflecting from this time?
My approval rating is low. I fell asleep in the Oval Office while there was something going on. Better get people back on my side.
Is that what happened?
Did you not see that? No. It's too much. Like, I can't even keep
it. I actually have him muted on Twitter, so I actually don't see it.
There's just like a picture of him, like, looks like he's had a stroke. And like, there's just people like blathering on, and he's just asleep in the chair, like. I mean, like, what, like, cameras, like, clicking, you know, like,
all this stuff.
Like, it's a press conference or, like, a press briefing or whatever.
He's 80, after all.
But then it was, like, your man, apparently this guy that was subdued, he had a manifesto, and it was, like, I'm sick of a racist, paedophile, fascist running it. And, like, the woman on 60 Minutes, she read it out, and he's, like, oh, what a horrible question. How dare you, you know, I am not this, I've been cleared, blah, blah, and like, just let him go on for a few minutes, and she's like, oh, so you think he was talking about you?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
it's like, fucking hell, nice. That was good, like.
Scorched him.
Yeah, I mean, does nothing, he's still.
Well, this is the thing, do you know what I noticed, like, because I was watching the UFC recently, and. There was a big thing, like. He walking out with Dana White to his seat in the front.
Dana White was at the correspondence dinner,
and they're doing a show at the White House, like a big UFC thing on the lawn of the White House soon, the biggest card and whatever. But what I thought was interesting is, like, he comes out and, like, there's not one person booing him, and the fighters are coming up to him and, like, shaking his hand. As soon as they win, they're, like, climbing out the cage and, like, they want to talk to him. And I'm like, he's fucking mental or what? Like, they obviously are mental,
but like that. Audience is,
I guess,
core.
They're like, USA, you know, exactly, it is, like, isn't, you know, it, like,
which is so funny because he's the most unpatriotic man. He's like dismantling the place brick by brick, and there's such idiots like,
kill take that
me,
brick,
take my welfare, here, have my brick. I want to talk about barbers.
Oh, okay.
I went to a barber down in the village.
Oh, it didn't take much off the top.
She did not.
Oh, well. Nothing wrong with women. Let's try and clarify that. Okay.
She did not, and she gave me some great advice. She has a plan for me for the next year to grow my hair out.
Oh, do dish.
Get a haircut for me every, like, 3 months. And she told me I'm washing my hair too much. I would wash my hair every day.
Yeah.
She's like, you want to let that oil build up in your hair.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So, like, every second or third day. And then she was like, give me a few tips and what to use in it. And I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I just tell Andy this.
You should go to her and get your hair. Oh, tell you what else she did.
Yeah.
She waxed my ears. Andy, it was fucking incredible.
I'd say it would be, but I'd be too.
No, it's fleeting. It is.
But I've got a lot of wax.
Me too. Like, and she showed me, and I was like, fucking hell, what came out of
me? I'm so sorry.
But I felt, she's like, do you want me to do the nose as well? I was like, maybe.
Who's this saint?
But she.
It's in Rathdrum?
It's in Rathdrum. Oh. Brock and Blade is the name of it. He's big into Formula One. There's a lot of Formula One on the back.
Even still.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, because I'm always a bit too, because it's always just like Turkish men, and I don't want to be like, you know. I want a bit of length in it, but
Think she would put you on the plan. We get that Fraser Crane cut that I'm always telling you about.
No, I'm not getting the Fraser Crane. I practically got it already.
Yeah, but like...
Season one, Fraser.
Yeah, like Fraser got fucking tons of tail. And it wasn't for his...
Dr. Fraser Crane.
No, but like, it wasn't for his personality that he was getting the tail.
I don't know what to do.
That head of hair.
Yeah, I should do something. But that's quite interesting now that you you know.
She, I would.
A barbarous.
Yeah, I think she would. You know.
So did she cut a bit at the back?
She did back.
Because I was thinking, I was like, oh, he's going to have his hair cut. I was like, oh, I'm sad now. And then I seen him, I'm like, hey, there it is.
She's like, my hair was wrecking my head. The last guy who cut it was like a big emo fringe down here. So I was constantly pulling it back. And she's like, yeah, that's your hair is really uneven. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, pulling it out. Like, one bit is here and the other bit is like stretching really far out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to even it up for you. She's like, I'm not going to take too much off the back. And yeah. There you go, Sideshow Bob.
My hair's so grey.
Yeah, but, you know, she gave you a few tips and tricks what to do. Like, really open my eyes.
I
like that.
Because you know what I have to admit? And I'm not afraid to admit this to you. I love being at the barber's. Yeah. And man or woman, I'm just happy to sit there and have someone fuss over my head. Yeah. All right? So if it's a woman, I'll feel even less weird about
it. But the ears was a game changer, man.
I mean, I didn't even know it was an option. Someone asked me to do my eyebrows, I was like, no.
Yeah, trim my eyebrows. I get Peter Gallagher going, like, if I don't get these trimmed, I get like.
Do you get them to your beard too?
Sometimes.
I don't know. Depends. I don't trust it. I have too many patches. The one on earth.
No,
the but patch,
they're good. Like, they're more. I trust them more than I would me.
I know for a fact that I don't know how to shave properly.
Yeah.
So, probably, but I can't risk it.
What do you got? What do you got at home? Razor? Like?
Just an electric razor.
Yeah, like different heads on
it. Yeah, but I never use any of the heads. I just kind of.
What do you mean? Like, what?
I just like.
What do you keep it at?
I don't keep it at any length. I just trim it down a little bit manually, you know?
Yeah.
I don't touch the steam.
When you say electric razor, though, is it like one of those.
It's like a.
Like a three swirl
job?
No,
one of the straight.
Okay, yeah. You know. But you surely put a razor head on it. Like,
no.
No?
No.
You should.
I mean, look at me. Of course I don't.
You should. It would help.
Do you know what I love?
I think you should, man. I think you would go, like...
You're really trying to get me into Rastrum lately.
Yeah.
You know, there's a property up for sale right next to mine.
Just, this, you know...
I'd be fine. I'd be... You don't have any
problem. You're always like, oh, I just got to get it all shaved off. And like, if I said that to you, you'd be like, no, Terry.
Yeah, but this is the problem. Right,
like, I think solution. It looks good now. Like, it's good length.
Thank you. I don't know. I think I always think it, and then I look back when I have short hair. I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? Like, I did those ads for Carlsberg. Every one of them, I'm like, look at the hair. Like, whereas, because my hair is receding, I feel like if I own it, if I shave it, I'll just own it. Whereas you've got a beautiful straight hairline, so it's a crime against hair if you get your head shaved. Whereas me, I'm like. I had a good run, but like it's over.
Yeah, I wouldn't give up just yet.
I need to give up. I need to give up, I think. No, just fucking.
I tell you, go once, right, and see what she can do for you.
Okay.
She look after you.
Okay. I do like being looked after. Do you know? I do look. I was only saying to Kerry the other day. I love because she was saying, "Oh, the guy who owns the centre, who's got a bit of Ronin in him, our old centre boss."
Is he insane?
Yeah, a little bit, but he calls her like babe or you know something like that. He's from the north. It's like, you're right, babe, or whatever like that. And she was like,
Hey, babe.
Whereas I said to her, I was like, do you know, I love it when someone on the deli is like, it's like, now what can I get you, honey?
Sweetheart like, is nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Sweetheart is nice.
Can I come and stay with you? It's like, do you want that cut in half, honey? Like,
yeah.
I
do. Thank you so much.
I love it. I mean, I know it's not the same reverse, but I love it. Mm. I'll take it. They can call me honey, sweetheart.
Petal. Do you ever?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I've never. And I'm probably at the age where I can call someone in their 20s son. You know?
Mm.
Or darling. No, I wouldn't say darling. You're right, darling. That's mine.
We're rapidly.
That's mine.
We're rapidly approaching that age.
I know. But I can say son. God. To like a 20-year-old. Come on, son. Excuse me, son, if he's in my way.
Him lads.
And him and all his bikes blocking the entrance. Like, sorry, son. Yeah. Unlucky, son.
Fucking bikes. One last thing I wanted to talk about before we get into our music segment.
Ah, yes.
The big noisy.
Yeah, what's that? I've seen that on the docket.
I'm real, like, in the country now.
What's the big noisy?
The big noisy is an ice cream van that shows up like once every 2 weeks in Rattrum.
What music do they play?
The Macarena. Like, Mambo number 5. Like,
oh, brilliant.
Stuff from the 90s on your sun holiday.
The
like,
big noisy.
And it's literally two lads and they have a microphone.
Oh.
And the fucking cues, Andy. I was coming through the park on my way home one Monday a few weeks ago, and there was like 40 people in a queue.
Is that when you sent me the picture when you were in
the
queue?
No, that was a different time. That was the second. And then I was like saying to the Faye, I was like, there's this thing going on down there. I was like, I've never seen so many people queuing for an ice cream. And then one of Bonnie's friends in school told her about it. She's like, we're going down to the Big Noisy tonight. Do you want to meet us? And I was like, okay, yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, and like somebody in the queue behind me like, I don't understand. Is it just an ice cream van? It's like, these two lads.
These are all the people.
Taking their sweet time doing
Well, they do in Wicklow, don't they?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's just these lads. Like, they were like splitting. I was like, let me get in there and we'll start pulling ice cream cones. What do you want? Yeah. A 99?
Whatever. You.
He's like,
next.
One of them does half and then pass over to him. He does the other half. I'm like, come on, man. But they were good lads. They were nice guys. Yeah. But like, I don't know how much they paid for the ice cream van, but some...
They're making their money back.
Yeah. Somebody paid like 45 quid for a fucking shit ton of ice cream.
Jesus Christ.
Like, just hand them over 50 quid. I'm like, that's
what?
That gone.
Like, what is it about like... I don't know if like a shop could be right here with an ice cream machine and a fridge full of ice creams. Yeah. But if a van pulls up playing like...
And Alan Hansen is driving it.
Yeah. You know, like all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're checking like, do I have any money? Like,
every fucking night during the summer, the ice cream truck goes around my estate at like 7:30. So like I'll have one child asleep or in the process, and then I'll be like reading a book.
It's too late,
and it's like ice cream. I'm like, no, it's too late. You know, we're not. And like, but it breaks up the flow. Yeah. Of like, we're okay, folks. We're just about to touch down. Thanks for flying Tuesday Day Airlines. We're just gonna park it in here, and it's like. Uh-oh, it's some turbulence. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it can be literally like lying down on my shoulder and we're reading the book and then it's like, head pops up. Huh?
What is it? I'm but like, I feel like I get that
feel
as
like
an adult.
Opening the window and being like, fuck off.
Fuck off. I feel like that doesn't leave you though. Yeah. It's like...
With me now, it's an annoyance. I'm like...
I'd say, yeah.
Fucking ice
cream. It's like when a wrestler's music hits and then you're like... You're like, oh, it's 2026.
Yeah.
But like, you get that initial child in you being like, oh, yeah, okay.
He has to walk with a cane now.
Does he? Steve?
No, I don't know. Okay. He's had like double knee surgery. Yeah. And how many neck surgeries, you know.
This is how it goes, isn't it? When you retire.
They're fucking hanging on by it. Stuck together with tape.
You either die of a heart attack or your knees are gone forever.
Or your CTE is so bad that you've become a complete fucking asshole.
Or you murder your family and then yourself.
Oh dear.
No, I gotta go there.
Oh dear. They'll make a movie about it one day.
The ice cream thing reminds me of that, what's that? Two Ronnies.
Yes. Now we're talking.
You know, where like the ambulance is driving by and it's like, he's not going to get much ice cream driving at that speed. Like, the simplest of jokes. It's such a dad joke. And I feel I'm becoming
my that, one of my favourite things ever is Four Candles.
Yeah.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, Four Candles. Handles for forks.
But you know what? Like, it's one of those jokes that like, I actually laugh like a dad at it. Yeah. I feel like my arms are crossed and it's one of those just, I'm like happy, but it's not like, bah! It's just kind of like,
it's like, warm. Yeah. You know? Feeling warm. Warm feeling.
It is. It's just a warm feeling. Like,
I brilliant. It's weird the things that as you become a dad that trigger you. Like, we were colouring in at the kitchen table the other day and Gus was doing something. He's like, I need black. I need black. And I was like,
dear.
I was like, Faye, have you ever seen the Fast Show? She's like, no. I'm like, I'm gonna send you something later on. And it's like, I am a fly trapped in a glass. They fed us pins. Careful now, Johnny.
I think you better go home now, dear. Yeah.
Black.
That's good. That's a good impression.
Yeah. But I was just like, instantly I'm like, hey. Black. Yeah. All right. So we're doing the two Twin Terrors with a twist.
Yes.
Thanks to Rob McAdam for this.
On the old Patreon with a suggestion.
Now, Rob, Me and you were, you know, in sync because I had this...
NSYNC?
Teen boy band. Which one? NSYNC.
That's right, Lisa.
I had this idea from, like, week two that I was, like, a basically different version of the same song.
Yeah.
Not like a cover. Like a parallel version, almost.
A revamped version.
Yeah. Like, well, yes, I guess.
You know what I mean?
The one I chose was Punk Rocker, featuring Iggy Pop, and I can't remember the name of the band.
Teddy Bears?
Yes. And then Hip Hopper.
Yes.
Yes.
Before we get to the songs, I mean, the best part of this segment is the theme tune. So
sure, yeah.
We're going to play the theme tune.
Go nuts.
And come back.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better?
Who wins?
That truly is the best part.
Remarkable. Now, you have these two songs. So will I play the songs and then we'll chat about them?
Okay.
Why these?
Well, because they're the same song. But just Punk Rocker is substituted for Hip Hopper.
Where have I heard Hip Hopper from?
Great question.
I know,
Andy.
I've heard it.
It's just a movie.
Yeah, I look so fucking good. I remember that. Is it like a Smith movie?
Yes, if I do this.
Is it James on the Bob Straight Back?
Yes! Now, if you can tell me the scene...
Well, if you're doing that, was that the George Carlin?
No. Well, it's a callback to George Carlin. It's like when they get to Hollywood, and it's like they're in a car, and how they got there was doing the...
Oh,
like Jay has gone down. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's on the woman.
Yeah, it's on the woman. Oh, yeah, not Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
Like, it's just some random woman. It's like, that's how they got there. Like,
I knew I heard that before. And that line has always kind of stuck with me for some reason.
I look so fucking good.
Now, I will say, for full transparency, I did not care for either song at all. I actively disliked Punk Rocker.
Did you? The first one.
Yeah. I was just kind of did nothing.
I like it.
Didn't even budge the needle.
I thought you would like that.
And then, the...
The kind of like me guitar I thought you might like.
No.
I thought you would have liked Hip Hopper as well.
I like that one more, but it just didn't...
You like Iggy Pop?
Not really.
I'm a big Iggy Pop guy.
Yeah, Iggy's been...
Yeah. I think he's underrated.
When he was out, he was just Iggy Pop, right?
And
Iggy
Stooges.
Pop and the Stooges.
Yeah.
And was he punk?
Yeah, he was punk.
That was his genre?
Yeah, you would say that.
70s?
Yeah.
Right. I've tried recently to get into some punk.
But you're not like Iggy Pop's voice even?
I don't think I could even tell you what his voice sounds like.
Well, I mean, I know it's there,
but like...
I am a passenger.
Yeah, I know that. I know that one. And Lust for Life.
Yeah. You got Lust for Life.
Do you know my overriding memory of Iggy Pop is him at the
European Music Awards 1998?
Was it the Ireland one?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
99.
It was 99, was it?
I think. Yeah. Wasn't it like 9-9-99? Yeah. Something like that. That was the big thing.
And he was like gassed on stage. Yeah. Like,
top off. He was rinkety then.
He's still performing at the top
27
off.
27 years ago.
He's still performing at the top off now. Like,
I mean, credit to him. But no, he never really did it for me. I haven't seen enough. Weirdly, it's a very like big blind spot for me, anything to do with Iggy Pop. What's your, like...
I like him. I like his voice. I like his style. I like a lot of his songs, him and the Stooges.
You're a bit of a like, a punksman yourself, Terry. You're a bit of a punk yourself.
How very dare you?
Like the 70s, because you're a fan of the Jam.
Yeah, they're more... I wouldn't say the Jam
are, punk?
They're more like...
I don't know what you call them.
They're not mods. Well, I guess they are. They're a bit mods. He's the mod father, I think. Like, you know.
But is that a musical genre?
Mods and the Rockers.
It's more of fashion.
Maybe.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Clash would be, you know.
The Clash.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Clash.
London Calling, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the best albums ever.
Yeah.
Actually,
to your credit now. You are quite of a punksman.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be like, I'm not like sticking on a vinyl of Stiff Little Fingers or something. No. Like, I can't claim to be that kind of.
But you like what you like in that area. I was only listening today to The Descendants.
Hmm.
If you see all their covers, it's like that dude with glasses and spiky hair. Only because I hear that it was like the godfather of pop punk.
Hmm.
It's punk, but there's a bit of melodic stuff in it. But I mean, like, I listened to their debut album, Milo Goes to College, today. It's 22 minutes long. So, like,
it's about fairly, right.
It was a fairly easy
bite sized treat.
But yeah, it's always a genre that I wish I liked more because it's cooler.
See, and what's funny is we're talking about Iggy Pop.
Yep.
And, you know, punk.
Yeah.
Neither of these songs are punk.
No.
At all.
No.
One of them reminds me of Snow Patrol. Like,
yeah.
Punk rocker reminds me of like a Snow Patrol song.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I really like Hip Hopper, even though it's kind of bad.
Yeah, I mean.
You know?
It is.
It has that like.
Let me see. Let me just play it a little bit again. This sounds like LCD sound system.
They wish, my friend.
No, not that. Future Islands or something?
Again, kind of they wish. I think it's Snow Patrol.
But that's as good as it gets, you know what I mean?
I mean, I like it. I like him.
I don't... I was waiting for it to kick on and grab me.
Yeah. Well, you know, those are the two I picked.
Well...
And maybe you can pick two. That
I will.
But again, it has to
I
be.
Planned on it. You kind of jumped in there, I mean, with those two. We know. Had it ready, locked and loaded, ready to go.
I told you.
When I sent you
a
message.
I've been working on this for 20 years.
So I will come to you next week.
So it's if you had to choose one of them, though, who's the winner?
Hip Hopper.
Okay.
The opposite of what you would say.
No, but, I think
because I've heard it before, and I have the association of Jay and Silent Bob.
I just like, hey, put on the start of Hip Hopper there, just okay. Right, just
all right.
You know, there's something about it that gives me a bit of a kick, like the even if it's like, yeah, boy, you know, like or whatever at the
Hip-hopper.
Start.
Hopper,
yes, I am.
But there's more going on. It's a little bit.
I don't
more.
Like the voice as much.
No,
I look so fucking good.
Yeah, he seems like a degenerate.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds like one of your mates.
You what?
Some punk pop bum.
Do you know what? Do you know what I'm going to do next week, Terry?
It has to be within the parameters.
No, I'm just bangers for Terry. I'm going to hit you with the most banging pop punk song that you have ever heard. Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll like it. You will like it. It's not going to be whiny. It's not going to be, I hate my life. It's going to be fucking just a rip roaring.
Bring it, please.
I'll bring it.
You have not been able to.
I have a few in the chamber that I haven't been. I've been holding back.
Why have we done like 10 punk pop episodes and you haven't used it then? Like,
well, so I keep discovering new shit. I'm listening to discovering new pop punk all the time, Terry.
New pop punk?
You better believe it, Terry.
Doesn't exist.
You got fucking. Who you got? Story so far? Hot Mulligan. Knuckle Puck. Neck Deep.
These are just the Wonder Years. And TV shows.
Anyway.
This has been fun.
Yes, Terry. No, me. It's me now.
Yes, it's you.
Thanks for listening. And what did we say here?
Patreon.
Patreon.
Come on, Andy.
If you like what you hear, why not consider joining us over and becoming a smashed hat? In that the content over there is just between me and yous. Smash hats.
For a low, low fee, €5 a month, you can get access to our back catalogue of all our mini-series.
Breathing up my fur.
Yeah. I had the path. Terry, I'm drowning.
For that, what Terry means to say is that you will get access to a bunch of new miniseries, such as What's So Great About the MCU? What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies? What's So Great About the Movies of Ryan Gosling? 90s action? And a bunch more. And a bunch of top five episodes, music episodes. We pitch each other movies. We do a whole bunch of stuff. You also get early access. So you get two of those a month. You get early access to these episodes. And you get priority placement right here in our hearts. And for the Q&A episodes, we will absolutely answer your questions before the freeloader. I was just saying there, before the freeloading SOBs. But Terry, if they can't do that, what else can they do?
You can do me one more better by giving me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah, T.
I mentioned earlier on, Michael Carrick has won 9 of his 13 games in charge of Man United. But I don't want a 9-star review.
That's crazy.
That'd be crazy. I want a 5-star review.
The audience is now dead.
That's the joke. So yeah, give us a rating review. Really helps grow the podcast. Or, you know, tag us on the old socials. Tell a friend. Tag a friend.
That'd be good.
Yeah, all that'd be great. Good stuff. Really, you know, would be helpful to us.
If you like the solo podcasts that have been put out the last few weeks, Terry has been knocking out some very good ones. There's more solo casts on Patreon, a few new recent ones, and we're about to record the next installment of our Matt Damon miniseries. We've only got 2 movies to go, and this one is a Western, kind of.
No, it's definitely a Western.
Yeah, it's a Western.
It's True Grit. So come join us.
See what we thought of that.
But you got to pay.
Yeah. And thanks very much. And thanks for your patience for the last few weeks. We are as happy as you are, I hope.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
trumpet. The trumpet. Mambo number 5.
And I was like, I went down a little wormhole of like, maybe I'll get some good Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
There's no Keenan and Kel clips.
Clips, no.
Except for like Screw and the Tuna.
No.
But I was like,
early Keenan and
Kel. I was like, I was looking for like, Don't Lean on the Glass. Like, how come? How come?
You're breathing on my foot.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
The thing that really bugs me about Keenan and Kel is that you have. To have them on Paramount, you think, great. Yeah. But they just chop out 2 minutes per episode every time.
Do they?
Out and fades back in. And I'm like, and if I hadn't seen it a million times, I'm like, well, I would have no idea what's happening now.
Is that not like, for the ads, though, like, where it would have went to ad break?
Well, there was not. Well, I mean, they cut out, like, it's a good chunk of the episode. And I'm like, it's not for time. Why can't they just leave it in?
There's not even memes. I was looking for, like, Stinky Bus. When you were getting the bus, I was like,
Stinky Bus.
Yeah, you ever rode the whatever number bus? Stinky Bus.
Yeah, they're all about Drake and Josh anyway. I think we missed the meme train on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alright. Let me see.
One, two, three, four. You say something?
One, two, three, all right. Four.
Alright, yeah, okay.
Am I okay?
Yep.
My brain is fried. Okay.
You got one?
In
three.
Yeah.
Two. One.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great, the podcast that knows there's only 4 more weeks